Praise the Lord. Dear friends, we continue our reflection on the Lord's Prayer. The prayer is addressed to God as Father. Jesus taught us to pray, calling God Father. This is not a common form of address found in natural religions or in the Old Testament. Even though in the Old Testament we see some references to God as Father, we don't see any instance calling God as my Father. This is a particular form of address that we find on the lips of Jesus. Of course, Jesus spoke of God as other people did. He spoke of God, the powerful, the almighty, the God in heaven, etc. But when he speaks to his disciples, and also in his dispute with the Jews, there comes one term very often in his mouth, that is Father. And this address, this form of speaking about God as the Father, is typical of Jesus. In the Aramaic form, it has survived in one instance in the Bible. It is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 36. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in the Mount of Olives, the night before his passion, Jesus was grappling with death. In agony, he called his God in this way. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me." Abba is the way Jesus addressed God. And for the people who do not understand Aramaic, the evangelist translated as Father. As Mark does it in some other place, when the daughter of Jairus was raised from death, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, Talitha cum, is Mark that reports, meaning, "Little girl, I tell you, rise up." So this is a word that comes from the mouth of Jesus. A great Bible scholar, Joachim Jeremias of Germany, in a book called Abba, or Our Father, he makes this statement that the address Abba, without any doubt, is a word that comes from Jesus' mouth. Ipsissima vox Jesu, he calls it, the very word of Jesus, because nobody before him ever in history dared call God Abba, because Abba is a term that comes from a family circle. It is how a child would address his father, as Papa or Daddy or Dada, whatever it is. A simple, homely, loving address, meaning my beloved Father. So this is how Jesus understood his relation with God. For Jesus, God was his beloved Father. 170 times the address or the word Father comes on Jesus' tongue. There is a growing frequency from Mark to John. In the Gospel of Mark, it comes only 4 times. In the Gospel of Luke, 15 times. In the Gospel of Matthew, 42 times. And in the Gospel of John, 109 times, God is spoken of as Father, either in third person, about speaking about God, or addressing God, always as Father. This familiarity of Jesus with God somehow shocked the Jews. The Jews of Jesus' time were so much impressed and taken by awe of the holiness of God, so much so that they never dared to pronounce the name revealed to Moses in the desert, Yahweh. When they say the 4 letters, they would always substitute Adonai, meaning Lord. So the name of God could not be pronounced. Even the word God, they would rarely pronounce. Rather, they would take a circumlocution, like the Almighty, the One in Heaven, the All-Powerful, and the sort. So God, His holiness was so overwhelming that the Jews would never use the name. Now here comes a carpenter from Nazareth, an illiterate man according to them, who dares to call the Almighty God his dad. And this was a shocking event for the Jews. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, we see the complaint of the Jews, how Jesus was accused of something like blasphemy. Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, and I also am working." For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. So calling God Abba was somehow making himself equal to God. That's how the Jews understood. The same thing happens again in chapter 10, where Jesus is threatened to be stoned to death because he made himself equal to God. So the address Abba somehow reveals Jesus' intimate relation with the Father. It is this address, this form of address, that Jesus teaches his disciples to use. Call God Abba, Father. This is the simple form Luke has preserved without any addition. In Luke, we have the address simply Father. And Jesus speaks about this Father. He tells us what his Father does. The Father is the one who knows everything. Matthew 6, 6 and 8. He forgives. The Father forgives. Matthew 6, 14. He awaits the prodigal son. The Father is lavishing his love on the son who returns to his home after squandering all the property of the father. The merciful Father, the loving Father, the kind Father. So the Father who is merciful not only to the virtuous and saints, but also to the sinners and prodigal sons. So the Father of mercies, the Father who provides, the Father who knows everything. So this is the God of Jesus. To this God, we are asked to pray. And we address him, Father. But then the Gospel of Matthew, the address is not complete with this one invocation, Father. Jesus tells us that we call God our Father. Jesus tells of his Father and your Father. So he does not equate him with disciples. So he knows and he teaches. There is a specific, special relationship that exists between Jesus and his Father and us and the Father. We are also taught to call God Abba by virtue of adoption. That is how, in the letter to the Romans, Paul understands it. In the Romans, letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption when we cry, Abba, Father. It is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." So we are entitled to call God Abba because we have been adopted as children. Again, this Abba is our Father. Not only I as an individual, I am asked to pray calling God our Father, pointing out that I am a member of a community, of the human family. God is the Father not only of an individual, he is the Father of all people, all the humans. So we stand as a family before God when we pray. I forget all my egoism, self-centeredness, and I have to think of all the neighbors around me. I am a part of a family, and I am responsible also for others. I am a child of God, and all other human beings are also children of God. Whatever be the race, whatever be their nationality, the color of the skin, or the faith they profess, all are children of God. So the very addressing, the fact of addressing God as our Father, makes me a member of a family that is humanity. So this is the source of human relationship. This is where the human family is founded. God as the Father and all human beings as children of God. So we are asked to pray calling God our Father. And this prayer reminds us of our being together. There is no need of enmity. We cannot be alienated. We cannot be enemies of one another because we all belong to the same Father. We all called God our Father. Maybe people call God by other names. People of different religious persuasions and beliefs use different names for God. But we know there is only one God. And that one God is the Father of all. Not through physical generation, of course. God is the source of our existence. God is the Father who loves, who cares, who understands, who forgives. Father who unites all of us. So mutual relationship is guaranteed by this our Father. One more qualification is added, our Father in heaven. So there is a difference between the earthly fathers and the heavenly Father. So what does it mean, Father in heaven? And what does this heaven mean? In order to understand this qualification, we have to go to the Old Testament. Heaven has a particular meaning in the Bible, Old Testament. Generally, we consider heaven as the abode of God, where God resides. In the Hebrew as well as in Greek, the term is often used in plural. In Hebrew, Shamayim, you call it. And in the Greek version of the prayer, it is Uranoi, heavens. Heaven and sky have the same word in Hebrew as well as in Greek. So in order to understand this term, we turn to the creation account. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome and the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. So what we call dome or vault or sky, that is presented as heaven, something covering, hovering over the earth, like a huge upturned cup, the vault. And where is God? In this conception, there is water above the vault, and above the water is the mansion of God. Poetically speaking, in Psalm 104, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. So you stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. So heaven is conceived as a place above the vault and above the skies. That somehow points to one aspect, that God is high above. It doesn't mean that there is a particular place called heaven up somewhere. This is a way of saying God is above. That means he is the one who guides the destiny of all that goes below. The heaven is the place, or heaven is the sphere of God, the abode of God, which is not limited to any particular area in the sky. It means everywhere. God's presence is everywhere. But above means having power, having authority, the controlling power. The God in heaven, the Father in heaven, is the one who controls the destiny of the earth. Again, the in heaven means also knowing everything. The higher you go, the deeper is your vision, as we see from the satellites and so on. God in heaven knows everything. God in heaven is all-powerful, almighty. God in heaven is also near. Heaven, as atmosphere, air, sky, is everywhere. Nothing escapes the heavens. Nothing escapes the sight of the sky. So God in heaven is always and everywhere present, from whom nothing is hidden. Everything lies open. So when we call God our Father in heaven, we proclaim that God is near to us, that He knows us, that He guides us our destinies, and He is all-powerful and almighty. At the same time, in heaven means also He is distant, He is separate, He is above. Like in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In heaven is a transcendent God, the God who is near, but God also who is far away, who is distant, who is distinct, who is separate. So the address, God, our Father in heaven, would also make us aware of the need of taking God more seriously. We call Him Abba, Dad, but at the same time, don't forget that Dad is a heavenly Dad, a God who has a will of His own, who is beyond our calculations and our manipulations. He is not like man. He is not like us. God in heaven, the Holy God, is unlike us. He expects us to behave as His children. God in heaven, Father in heaven, the Holy God, the ever near and ever transcendent God. Him we call our Father. The Almighty God is our Father. And this our Father unites us all into one family. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to call you Father. We thank you for being in heaven, almighty, transcendent, yet near and loving. We thank you for calling us your children and allowing us to call you our Father. Unite us all in your love, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This program comes to you from the House of God, Divine Retreat Center, where residential retreats are held in 7 languages starting every Sunday to Friday, 52 weeks of the year. Send your responses, inquiries, and prayer requests to the Director, Divine Vision, Divine Retreat Center, Murignur, Chalakudi, 680316, Kerala, South India. Telephone 91480-270-8098. Email divine@md2.com. www.vsnl.net.in.